Уважаемый.
Chairman, Your Excellencies, colleagues, we are grateful to the UNCTAD Secretariat for the presentation of the latest flagship report on trade and development for 2024. As we have seen, the report gives a comprehensive assessment of challenges in the field of development and shows that there is a need to more swiftly adapt to fast-changing realities, revising the strategy of social economic development. The report underscores the growing independence between countries and regions. Today, the link between countries continues to grow through trade, investment, and technological networks. The development of cooperation offers great potential for development. However, both positive and negative trends in certain countries and regions can have a direct impact on other countries and regions. We are seeing the dependence on many unstable global markets to grow, and against this backdrop, it is critical to strengthen international mechanisms for coordination and to look at the factors that hinder such coordination, specific unilateral trade and economic barriers, including unilateral coercive measures that are used mostly against developing states. We note that the dynamics of global changes continue to widen the divide between developed and developing countries. This is particularly obvious in the fields of finance and digital technology. The most significant consequences in this field are felt by the structurally weak and most vulnerable economies. These trends are worsening an already complex situation in global trade. According to UNCTAD's data, global economic growth in 2024-2025 will remain at 2.7%, which is lower than the pre-pandemic average level of 3%. GDP growth in developing countries will slow to 4.1%, and in the EU, GDP growth is forecast at around 1%. We are seeing a fragmentation of development paths, which is going hand in hand with high levels of uncertainty. One of the results of this is the fact that investments in developing countries remain insignificant and unstable. In 2023, foreign direct investment fell by 12% to around $750 billion. LDCs received only $30 billion of investment, which is less than 4%. At the same time, high-income countries continue to attract more than 60% of all foreign investment. We'd like to underscore that unequal access to financial resources for development has become a critical issue. The foreign debt of developing countries has reached $11.5 trillion. Government debt as a percentage of GDP of developing countries has reached 68%, which represents a significant threat to their financial resilience. High levels of debt in many countries is a sign of the new normal, which is pushing them back towards harsh economic policies that are slightly inward-looking. The situation in global trade is also no cause for optimism. Despite an increase in trade of services, the volume of global trade in goods and services is expected to grow by a mere 2 to 2.5%, which is a very moderate growth. For the first time in decades, trade in goods has fallen against a backdrop of global economic growth, and we are seeing that the cost of energy resources, agricultural products and fertilizers remain high, reducing opportunities for developing countries. We support the conclusion of the report that in the conditions of accelerating technological changes and challenges linked to the energy transition, a necessary tool for countries striving for sustainable development will be intelligent industrial policies. In developed countries, industrial policy is making a comeback. However, in many developing states, a whole range of factors is making it difficult to actually put such policies into practice. In light of all this, we believe that UNCTAD's analytical work, as well as its efforts to build consensus and ensure technical cooperation programs, play a key role in assisting countries that face difficulties in development. We consider that the most valuable areas of the organization's work are the development of mechanisms for financial resilience for most vulnerable economies. Secondly, helping to create international trade instruments that are based on principles of equality. Thirdly, supporting innovative solutions for sustainable development. And fourthly, strengthening intergovernmental cooperation. By way of conclusion, we'd like to say that an urgent but also deep economic transformation will be a key condition for ensuring effective and fair digital and energy transitions, which are aimed at equal, inclusive, and sustainable global development. We would like to underscore the multidimensional work of UNCTAD here and call on all to consolidate their efforts and international organizations to develop effective strategies to ensure that we can travel this trajectory of global growth. Thank you.